this podcast, I asked Dick McCann to tell us something about the research behind the TMS instruments.
All of our profile questionnaires have been subject to a rigorous process of research and development. This is carried out by a special arm of TMS, the Institute of Team Management Studies. There's lots of questionnaires in use in the field of management development, but few of them have a strong research pedigree. It constantly amazes me how people dream up fourfold models and then generate a simple list of questions to characterize people in one of the so-called boxes. Over time, users then tend to apply the information to areas well outside the scope of the original application. The end result can be very dubious. In items, all of our profile questionnaires have to pass important tests in the areas of reliability and validity. And we also provide an extensive database of norms that enable comparisons to be made across gender, countries, industries, professions, functional areas, and so on. Take the TMP as an example. Here we identified four scales that were of interest to us in determining work preferences. Consider the extrovert-introvert scale as an example. These concepts cover a number of different characteristics and they can't be measured by just one question. Well, I guess it could be if that question was, are you an extrovert or an introvert? However, that would be inaccurate as most people don't have any idea of what's meant by the terms extrovert or introvert. So we look for a pool of items that might describe this behavior. In the EI scale, we eventually settled on 15 items. These items have to be reliable. In particular, they must show internal consistency. This means that each item must show some relationship to the other items in the scale. If they didn't, they'd be measuring something different. But if the relationship's too high, then the scale would be too narrow, and we could be missing important characteristics of work preference that were being ignored. There's a very useful statistic called Cronbach's alpha, which measures this internal consistency, and a test designer will look for values generally ranging between about 0.7 and perhaps up to 0.9. Too low and the scale's too broad, too high and the scale's too narrow. Each of the four scales, though, must be measuring different things, and so we always look for scale independence, known as orthogonality in the language of psychometrics. The TMP scales show Cronbach alphas in the range 0.75 to 0.8 and with excellent orthogonality, and so we know that they are reliably measuring a wide range of behaviours in the workplace. There's another form of reliability that's also important, temporal stability or test-retest variation. If someone came out as an extrovert one day and an introvert the next, we should be very worried about the instrument's reliability. To check this, we can administer a questionnaire across two time periods, maybe 6 months to a year, to see what variation there is. Long enough so that people have forgotten their answers to the previous administration, but not too long, otherwise we could be picking up changes due to personal or career development. Our results show excellent temporal stability over periods ranging from 6 months up to 6 years. Validity is important too, and there are several forms of this. One very important one in the work of management and team development is face validity. If the questionnaire and feedback results aren't accepted by respondents, then there's low face validity, and there's no way that managers will endorse the use of the instrument in their organization. We've done a lot of work on this, and in a recent study, for example, we looked at feedback from over 50,000 profiles, which showed face validity well over 80%. That is, respondents agreed that more than 80% of the feedback of 4,000 or more words was an accurate portrayal of how they approach work. Criterion-related validity is also important. This is a measure of how the profile relates to independent external criteria. One form of this is called construct validity, where we measure how the constructs of the instrument relate to other constructs developed elsewhere. There should be an overlap with constructs measuring similar things, but no overlap with those measuring different things. A process like this enables us to build up an nomological network, showing us how the concepts fit into the domain of the human psyche. For the TMP, items carried out construct validity studies on the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, 16PF, QO2, Window and Work Values, Work Aspect Preference Scale, Belbin, Emotional Intelligence, Learning Styles, and many more, and these are reported in our research manual. Concurrent validity is also important. It's a particular form of criterion-related validity where we relate our instruments to external criteria measured simultaneously. One interesting one relates to people's work preferences and how they align with work functional areas. For example, we would expect a good relationship between people having concluder-producer role preferences and the work they're doing. And indeed, there is a significant overrepresentation of people in the work functional areas of production, construction and control, and they show concluder-producer characteristics. Similarly, for those working in R&D, we'd expect an overrepresentation here of creator-innovators, and there is. Norm data is also important as it allows respondents to compare their results with those of other people. From all those who've completed a TMP, we've managed to collect the results of more than 250,000 people, and these are broken down into more than 100 subgroupings for comparison. For example, professions cover areas such as engineers, accountants, nurses, scientists, psychologists. Industries cover banking and finance, government, telecommunications, oil, petroleum, and energy. And countries include the USA, Australia, England, Scotland, Germany, France, Brazil, Hong Kong, Malaysia, Singapore, and so on. All in all, we're very proud of our research, and it's probably the main reason why TMS technology has become so widely used around the world for more than 25 years.
You have been listening to a Team Management Systems podcast. For further information, please visit our website, tmsworldwide.com.